I want to give my heartly blessings to the Dhamma player of last night. Actually, very heart touching. It would have taken one more hour, then it would be very good. And they were playing very well. But I could not stay because of my the doctor of orders of the doctor and my health. Oh, if I will take something after late in night, it will cause me something. So I went, but really I was very for that. So my hearty blessings to the players who were playing, especially those who compiled. Who compiled the story?
Keshava Kanta Dasi. Huh? Keshava Kanta Dasi.
Your daughter?
Yes, good day.
Ragalata.
Now you should present me here, my classes. Mahat Sangam Mahatmam Etat Paramadbhutam Pritartho Jena Jitruvatav Saddho Abhuktat Saranipuvat. I told the meaning of Kutastha Madhudisha Rasti Rasu Bhavet Tibra Padayo Vyasana. I explained so much and others they have explained. And then after that, also Kapil Dev Devuti Sambhat Satami Prasangam no Mahid Jasam Dirau Bhavantari Takaran Rasayana Katha Tajdo Sanat Aju Apavar Bhavatmani Saddha Rati Bhakti. We have also explained it. Gradually, in Mahatsanga, Rasa Saddha, Tato Rati, and Tato Prema Bhakti will come gradually. If you are in the guidance of any Mahat Purush, you are hearing and then practicing, then going Savarna Kirtana Smarana and all these things. Gradually and not going. And then, Rati will come. And after Rati, Prema Bhakti will come. And it will touch to Mahabhav Madanakya Mahabhav of the mode of, the special mode of Radhika, which is even not found in Krishna. So you are very lucky to hear all these explanations of Sanatana Goswami. And more deep something I have researched from this world. Also, Guruji is speaking. He is praying for Mahat Sangha. Anyhow, the bhakti of Dhruva is not highest class of bhakti and not pure with annabhilashita and with covered with jnan and karma. But yet, after some time, with the association of Nara, there is Mahat. And he must be a pure Vaishnava. Like Narada ji touches stone. To whom he will touch, he will be changed course. So always they will not be like that impure. But something is saying that at the time of departure from this world to Golok, he told that, where is my mother? He was not like a Brajavasi Bhakta. He was not Bhakta like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das and all. But anyhow, you should know that if anyone taking shelter in Mahapurusha and worshipping Krishna, meditating Krishna, that Krishna will mercifully sprinkle his mercy and his all desires will go away, and then he will be pure. If he wants even all worldly desires, but Krishna will smash all the desires. He is so merciful, all is merciful. O Anand, both Amal Asai, those pure-hearted devotees, those who have no worldly sense gratification, no worldly desire, only they have desire to serve Krishna, ankullena Krishna Rukhidana, only. Oh, they are masters. And they always, like a chain of honey,
unbroken stream of honey,
they are meditating Krishna, chanting Krishna, serving Krishna. Where they are telling any Hari Katha or hearing Hari Katha, oh, you should be merciful to send me there. I want to hear. And I want to hear with thousands of years. With from thousands of years. I want to hear all this. If you have any doubt or you are questioning, where you are putting a question, why you are not praying for chatuttha moksha, chatuttha purusharth moksha? Why not? Then he is telling. If bhakti is there, then moksha automatically coming. But anusangic fall.
Incidental result.
Huh?
Incidental result.
If you are taking honey for taste, but automatically hotness will come, sweetness will come. These are for
incidental.
So if anyone prays for bhakti, chaturtha purusharth moksha, swarga, worldly happiness, everything is there. He will be happy in this world, after this world, in Golok, Vrindavan, and Vrindavan. Otherwise, he cannot be happy. So, why to
worry
for this? A man has Sanatan Goswami. Vaikun Bhajan in Kali Radha. In Vrindavan. You know? Full of sand. Near Jamuna. Now some far away from Jamuna. But at that time it was abode of a very poisonous snake, Kali. So there, Vaikun Bhajan. At that time, Mahadev Shankar sent a person from Kashi, Varanasi. He wanted, he has some prayer to Shankar Mahadev, that I want to marry, my daughter to anyone. But I have no money, please give me some money. And Shankar told that you should go to Vrindavan. And he went to Vrindavan. And he told that you should meet Sanatana Goswami and tell him that he should give some wealth so that he may be able to arrange for her daughter's marriage. He went on feet, on foot there. And when he went, he asked him about Sanatana Goswami, and all used to know him, Sanatana Goswami. Only door copy, nothing else. What door copy?
Lion cloth.
Lion cloth. Nothing else. No money, nothing. He used to go for Madhugari. For chapati. Only drawer. No salt. Nothing he used to take. And he went and told that I went to Shankar Mahadev, and then he told me that you should go to Vrindavan to Sanatana Goswami, and he will give you some wealth. And you can manage your daughter's marriage. Sanatana Goswami told, I have nothing. You can see I have only lion claw, nothing. And after some time, he remembered something. Oh, Shankar Mahadev cannot pay Lali. He is my bosom friend. And Shankar is bosom friend of Sanatana Goswami. And then he told, oh, Brahmin, go and take some sand from the earth, and there you will have a touch stone. And then he went there, and he took some,
sand
from there, and a jewel came. Oh, he became very happy. Then he touched it with iron, and he saw that all.
Transferring to gold.
He became very, very, very happy that Shankar has told and my prayer has been rewarded by him. In the way he was thinking, a person like Sanatana Goswami, why he has kept this
touch stone
in sand? No use? Why? It seems that he has so many more, like yours, more
valuable possessions.
Jewels like that. And he returned back. When he returned back there, then he told that, why you returned back? Oh, I have returned back there. I now knew that you have no more valuable jewels than these. Then he told that, you should give it. Throw it out in Jamuna. And very with his power, and he threw out in the Yamuna River. And then he told that, come on. And he gave Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Which well I have, not worldly job, but transcendental. A jewel like Krishna will come, Radha will come in no time. So you should be here. The daughter of your daughter's marriage will be done automatically. And you should be here and chant Hare Krishna. And he became a very high class. So, where Harinam, everything, whole valuable of things of world, Swarga, Moksha, and after that, Guru, Vrindavan, and everything, Harinam, Suva. Have a strong faith. What you cannot do, by your effort, by your services, by your job, very easily, in a second, you can earn so much money, so much. Do you know what I do? nothing for money, but money, oh, thousands and millions of money coming, don't come. And then see, Brahmachari and Sannyasi, why you can, with a beggar, why you can be there? I'm not giving money, not giving anything, why you come? There is something. More magic than that magic. Group of magicians, so many magicians. We made transferred five into 100. I made millions and millions. So Dhruva is crying like that. Oh, you know Shankar Bhagavan Mahadev, near and dear to Krishna, sometimes he is himself Krishna, the manifestation of Krishna Sadasi. And sometimes his manifestation Rudra, Ekadas Rudra, who lives in Kerala. And Sadasi lives where? In transcendental abode. Near Vaikuntha. He is telling Sadhan Shankar. Khanathe nati tulaye na swargam na purdhuvam bhavat sandhi sangrasya martyannam kimuta asisa. He telling Shankar. Mahat Sangha, the Sangha, association of high class of pure Vaishnava, is so rare in this world. Very rare, very rare. It means even half moment. We cannot compare with swarga, with moksha, with anything, worldly thing. Lower down to Vaikuntha, anything cannot be compared. The kingdom, what to tell of the kingdom? We cannot compare. So, in this world, we should pray only high class associates of Krishna, like Rup, Sanatana, Parup, Damodara, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Prabhupada, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Vrindavan, all. Like Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, they change all left and millions of persons, their life was changed. I always used to tell that if you have come to me, anyhow you have come by his source, by his teaching, by reading his books, by anyhow. I know that scorn leaders, they cannot glorify their guru because they don't know. Namaste, Gauravani,
Pracharine.
What is the meaning? They cannot glorify me. They don't know this meaning. Oh, no, yes, sir. What is the meaning of Gauravani, Pracharine? I think you should publish some books. Jiva Tattva. That I do. Have you?
We have articles.
So you should publish. And this also.
Mike.
to remove all the doubts of the Guru.
Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnana Timurandasya Tatsurandaritanyam Tasmai Sri Gurudeva. So Gurudev has ordered me to explain a few words about the meaning of the secret meaning of Srila Prabhupada's pranam mantra, the words Gauravani. Gauravani Pracharani. Srila Prabhupada is preaching Gauravani, the Vani, or the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what are the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? They're understood in variegated ways. Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur has given the verse, Arajya Bhagavan Pradesha Tanayas Sadhama Vrindavana Ramya Karchidupasanam Vrajabadu Vargena Dako Chita Srimad Bhagavatam Varanam Amalam Prema Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Nacharparam Maparam. That is, Mahana's son, Srinanda Baba's son, Prajendranandan Shamsundar, is the Supreme Lord of all Lords, the source of all incarnations, the Supreme Absolute Truth, the reservoir of all six opulences, source of all incarnations. And his Dham, Sri Vrindavan Dham, is as worshipful as him. Vrindavan is non-different from Krishna and as powerful as Krishna. Therefore, Srila Gurudev put in the comment about also printing a book that on Jiva Tattva, that Jiva could not have fallen from Goloka Vrindavan because it's as pure and perfect as Krishna himself. There's no Maya there. Ramya Karchit Upasana. Upasana means worship. The worship that was, in our Prabhupada's words, manufactured, quote-unquote, manufactured by the gopis, Ramya, the gop Ramanis, the coward maidens of Vrindavan. The worship that was invented by them, that is Paripiya Raj, Mahabhav, Paramour love of Krishna, is the highest worship. Our Srila Prabhupada would give classes early when we were new devotees in 1967, that if you want to understand how to serve Krishna, then you must read the 10th canto about Krishna and the gopis and follow the gopis' mood. It didn't register at the time, but Srila Gurudev has a spotlight, very powerful magical spotlight that he's putting on Srila Prabhupada's books for us to go back and see what he's actually written. Prema Pumartha Mahan. And their prema is the Srimad Bhagavatam is the supreme evidence of their prema, which is Pancha Purushartha, the fifth and most perfect kind of benefit as given by Srila Sanatana Goswami. Then Srimad Bhagavatam is the evidence for this. As Krishna states in Srimad Bhagavatam to the gopis, if I have even a life of Brahma, I will not be able to repay your devotion for me, he said to the gopis. This is the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, says Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, and I am not interested in anyone else's teachings. Lord Chaitanya's teachings to Sri Rupa Goswami in chapter 19 of Madhulila is Gauravani. And from that little bit that he told Srila Rupa Goswami came out Lalita Madhava, Vidabdha Madhava, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Upadesh Amrit, Sri Ujjala Nilamani, All that came from the inspiration of the Vani of Gaura in the heart of Srila Rupa Goswami. The teachings to Srila Sanatana Goswami in Sanatan Sri Sanatan Shiksha, also Madhulila, three beautiful chapters that were constantly quoted by our Srila Prabhupada in all of his lectures. This is also Gauravani. Sri Shikshastakam, which is the essence of all the Vedas of Srimad Bhagavatam, even greater than the treasure of Srimad Bhagavatam, is this 8 verses as the Gauravani, the Vani of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Also,
Rai Ramanan Sambhad. That is, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking, giving Vani in the heart of Sri Rai Ramananda. And then that Vani is coming out from the mouth of Rai Ramananda as a teaching to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Rath
Yatra Prasanga, Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. And Sri Vat Pandit.
On Hare Panchami. Hare Panchami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is.
Thank you.
Like it has been Bhauti Vani, Prabhupada, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada. And same.
Namaste Gauru
Vani. So, you cannot imagine. In Mahapurush Sangha, you can realize. Now come to the point of this slope. Once Vishwamitra and Vasishtha were quarreling. Vishwamitra was telling me, you should call me Brahmarshi, Brahmarishi, that I am come from Brahma. And he told Rajarshi, who has come from royal family. This was his struggle. Anyhow, Vasishtha was not, you know, accepted. Because he still he had some anger, something else. Then they went to Sheshnag. Sheshnag, you know, Ananta. By his Gurutvakarshan, all whole world is in
gravity.
Sunya, Akash,
sky.
They went and told that you should decide that Vasishtha is telling true or myself. I am more greater than Vasishtha, or Vasishtha is more greater than me. Then Ananta told, oh, it is a very deep and very heavy thing. Now I am taking the burden of all whole universe. Oh, Vishwamitra, you should take some for a moment my burden, and then I will tell. He gave his all fruit of his authority, of his royal yoga and tapasya authority, but he could not take. He could not take the burden of Ananta for a moment even, he could not. And then he told to Vasishtha, can you take? Then he told, I am giving half, only half of the moment of Sadhu Sangha that I have done. And world was there. Then other bishop is told, you should tell within who is right and who is wrong. Oh, I have told, I have given answer. He has given only half. Momentary result of
Sadhu
Sangha. And I am free from the all burden. I need you could. So
open altar of sadhu sang. May change your whole life and you can be happy forever. So this is Mahatsanga. So, Mahatsanga is the top of the all kinds of Purusharth and dancing on the head of all. Lord Hanuman. I know you. You touched only Avasu. You went in his mouth and his stomach. And he became like sandalwood.
Very fragrant.
And he became immortal. All the boys of Braja used to play in his
cave.
And thus he became immortal. Or those who have attended Mahatsanga, they have taken bath in Ganges, in the whole world, all kinds of tirtha, and they have done all kinds of austerities and all kinds of donations they have. All these fruits cannot be compared with a nymph's particle. Never and never. So you should have a stone beneath like that. And chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Or, comparison to Ganges water, the dust, the water touched by the feet of gopis. How high? What I'm going to tell? Gopika bane pat 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 na jol atma or the gopi used to go to Yamuna to bring water. Water not love and affection of Krishna. And they used to take bath there. So if anyone touched that water and their harikatha from gopis, they feed dust, feed water, then their antar and bahar. Their
outside and inside.
Outward and inward. Everything will be different. As purified that by Ganges water and by all kinds of skilled water, it can. Even if you go to Ganges and take bath, and you are here in Harikatha, you can compare. Heart may be changed, but I have seen those who have gone to all Indian tirtha, Ganges, Samudra, ocean, and everywhere, they have gone to South Kanyakumari, Ranganath,
Srirangam,
and so many, Kaktitha, so many they have done. Not purification of heart. But in Sadhu Sangha, in a half moment, can purify. It can change totally. Krishna Bhakti will come. Atev Mahatsanga Susatva Sida. Seen Saral. Saral means very common fire, without any worldly desire. This has been much good. That I am praying to you. Oh Krishna, you should give me Mahatsanga. And everything, my whole life will be satisfied. And then Panchama Skande, Bhakti is telling to Rahukanai. Rahukanai Natatasana Jati, Nachaji Jan Namir Pahapana Vihadva, Nachandasana Jalagni Surjai, Pinamah Pahapana Guru. You? Do this is good? Can you? 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 But speech?
Slowly.
Not so fast. Not running.
So this verse from fifth canto Bhagavatam.
Narhariyar and his wife may come.
These are very valuable instructions of Bharat Maharaj to Maharaj Rahugana. So at the end of all these instructions, Maharaj Rahugana said, I've heard all your instructions, but I cannot understand them. So in order to explain this, Bharat Maharaj said, is very important to us.
Can you tell like Aranya and others?
Did you say Steve?
Rahugana. I myself said.
I have cold, sir.
No cold. Not cold,
Aranya.
Slowly. Rahugana and Kapasanarati. Now check that near for Hakri Hatva. Now Chandra said, no, you will not be sure that the Nama Hatva, the Yogi shall come. O Maharaj Rahugnath, all my instructions can only be understood not by Rahugnath Tapasana Gati. The soul and the relationship between the soul and Bhagawan cannot be understood by dry renunciation, Tapasya. Now check that, nor by reading many, many Vedic scriptures. Nor by deity worship, nor by renunciation, grihadva, by leaving the household and taking vanaprastha or sannyas, one cannot understand the relationship between the soul and Bhagawan. Noivagya, jalagya sunya. That means in winter time, to stand in the freezing cold waters, the yogis remain immersed up to the neck, or by performing the austerity of pancha agni. That means the yogis, they stay in one place, surrounded by fire on four sides, as well as the burning sun, the midday sun. This is called pancha agni. The soul cannot be understood by any of these type of austerities, by sannyas, by austerities, by deity worship, by reading the Vedas, by performing suska vairagya. And what is the only remedy that I can take? Bina mahat parana jovishekam. O king, you have to take and bathe your hand in the foot dust of a Mahabharat. Padarajogi, like today we perform Abhishek for Giriraj. Abhishek means to completely immerse the object of worship in different ingredients. So in the same way, you have to take to the Vaishnav and completely immerse yourself in Harikatha. That means first surrender yourself. Once you've, like Prahlad Maharaj said, completely offering oneself to the sadhu, then completely immersing yourself in his harikatha, like we sing every morning, Sri Narottam Das Thakur said, Guru Mukha Padya Vakya Chitete Kuriya Akya Anana Kuriya Maneyase. I have no other desire except to make my heart one with the harikatha issuing from the mouth of Gurudev and the Vaishnavas. So this is called Padaraja Vishakam. Apart from associate of Mahats, Mahatkripa Bina Kone Karma Bhakti Nai, Krishna Bhakti Dure Rao Samsana Hiksai. There is no other remedy except to completely take shelter of the feet of the Vaishnava. Unless you take shelter of the feet of Vaishnava, you cannot achieve even liberation from birth and death. What you speak of Bhagavad Bhakti, which is very, very eternal.
You should come here. Where is your mind? Then begin.
Which one do you want? Any chair?
They don't want a chair.
No, you don't.
Yes. She can help him. Oh, you can help him. You can help him. You can help him.
Yeah, you're looking at it, what's it now? Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Zaya Jagadisha Hare.